Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
Lift your hands towards the heavens. Oh, Kalebalada Kosha. Can we thank him for PP? Can we thank him for April PP? Lift your hands. Lada Kasha deke de boko sobra daka deke de de. Oh, Kalena Skabalayada. Speak in other tongues. Speak in other tongues. Sele de bakaya. Libra nakasha deke deke de deke de deke de de.
Thank you, for this is the confidence we have in you. At any time we ask of you, you hear us. We thank you for we know you are here. We thank you for your manifest presence. Thank you for you do what no man can do in our midst. Thank you, Lord, for your word is heard. Speak your word and let the weak gain strength. Speak your word. Let the foundations of our faith be strengthened. Speak your word. Let the weary find joy. Speak your word. And let the fainting heart receive strength. Speak your word. And let us not remain the same again. We give you all the praise. Thank you. For we know you've answered. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Come on, celebrate Jesus this morning everywhere you are. Hallelujah. 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 How many of you were in PEP, April PEP 2025? Can we take 30 seconds and celebrate the Lord for PEP? Come on, make it beautiful. Make it glorious. If it is not beautiful, keep it to yourself. I mean, what an encounter. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Amen. Before you have your seat, I would like you to welcome everyone around you. But before then, permit me to use this time to honor my Father for this privilege to be a blessing to you this morning. Can we celebrate my Father? Thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity to be a blessing. Thank you, sir. Now make sure you greet everyone by your side and have your seat. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you ready for God's word this morning? Ephesians chapter 5, 17, 15 to 17. We're going to be doing a little rehearsal of what we learned in PEP. And I believe our Father is in the house. He will come very shortly. I'll stand in for the meantime. Praise the Lord. Amen. Give me on the screen. All right. Do you have a neighbor? Do you know the name of the person sitting by your side? Are you sure? Now call him by his name. Say, Mr. Emmanuel. I hope we're going to have a nice time this morning. Amen. If you're not too proud of your neighbor, you can change neighbor. It's not too late. Amen. But if you're proud of your neighbor, stick with your neighbor. Amen. Now let's read the Bible, verse 15. One to go. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fool, but as wise. Are you sure you came with your mouth to church this morning? If you came with your mouth, can you shout amen? Now read like you came with your mouth. One to go. Verse 16. Redeeming. Verse 16. Who is there? Are evil. Verse 17. But understand what the will of the Lord is. What time is it for us as a ministry? What time is it for us? It's our time. It's our season. Hallelujah. So we're going to be looking at what Pastor have been teaching us, how to maximize, or the keys to maximizing the prophetic Kairos season. Open your notes. If you have your notes, we're going to do a little recap. Amen. For those of you that maybe just attend first service, so I'm being led to share this. Amen. So, what is number one? Number one, be what? Be what? Constantly prepared. Okay, let's just list it so that wherever we stop, the Lord will help us. So, number one is what? Be constantly prepared. Number two, be vigilantly watchful. Number three, be spiritually discerning. Number four, be strictly focused. Praise the Lord. And number five, be prompt in action. Now, if it's not in your notes, write it. I can't promise you that we'll touch everything. We might just pick one or two. But then write it, at least have the five. Amen. Is that okay? So we said number one is what? Be constantly prepared. Pastor dealt for over 2 weeks. Pastor, I've talked about this. And number two, we said, be vigilantly watchful. So maybe I'll do number two and number three. Praise God. Because of time. And we'll see what will happen after then. So number two, be vigilantly watchful. And it says, it means to watch your chronos. Your normal days. It says, be alert and be watchful. With continuous attention. Give me Psalm 90 verse 12. Psalm 90 verse 12. Psalm 90 verse 12. Oh, shadakadaba dekedegede. Psalm 90 verse 12, not 17. Amen. Okay, it's on the screen. Can we read together? One, two, go. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. One more time. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Pastor said this is one of the most important prayer a believer should pray, especially in this season. You must know how to apply and assign purpose to every of your time. The time of waiting is not a wasting time. When you are waiting, you know, somebody sang in a song, we are not wasting time calling upon the Lord. The time of your waiting is not a wasting season. No, it's your preparation season. Chronos is used as a preparation ground for your Kairos. So the prayer is, Lord, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Until you master the art of numbering your days, you cannot fully say you have gained a heart of wisdom. Praise the Lord. So I read a story this morning and it blessed my life. Maybe I should share with you. Go to 2 Kings chapter 2. I'll share with you 2 Kings chapter 2. The story of Elijah and Elisha. I read it this morning and I say, wow. So look at it. I may just paraphrase. And it came to pass when the Lord was about to take Elijah into the heaven by a wide wind, that Elijah went up with Elisha from Gilgal. So the man of God was about to be taken. He was about to cross the other side. And he had to tag along with the second, Elisha. And they started on their journey. And Elijah told Elisha, say, guy, I want you to wait here in Gilgal. The Lord has sent me to Bethel. You know Bethel, where Jacob saw angels ascending, descending. So this place, we can also call it a place where a man have seen a level of possibilities by the Spirit. So it is comfortable to just stay there and be fine. Okay? But this is a man, he understands the time. He knows that season is about to change for him. He knows that his place is not just here, that he's about to cross to the other side. I've orbited around this circle for a very long time. I know there has to be more. This cannot be all about me. There has to be more. The prophetic destiny upon my, there has to be fulfillment. And the man of God said to him, it was his master that said to him, stay. He said, no, as truly as the Lord live, anywhere you they go, I they follow you. So when they came to Bethel, and I said, okay, Anna, you've seen, just relax here. Let me go up again. Look at it. Then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives and your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Give me the next verse. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? And he said, yes, I know. Keep going, verse 4. And Elijah said to him, Elisha, stay here, please. The Lord has sent me to Jericho. But he said to him, as the Lord lives, you know, 1 hour to your Kairos, 1 hour to your manifestation, there will still be negotiation for you to camp where you used to be. 1 hour to your miracle. Now, this is not devil. This is the one who called him. He has seen great feats with the man of God. I'm not talking about the devil, because the devil's only certain that he will negotiate. Even when they were about to leave Egypt, he said, well, you can go, but don't go too far. Imagine, after all the stress, you have struck this guy. He said, you can go, but don't go too far. Moses said, no, we did go too far. It's okay, you cannot go too far, but keep, say, we are carrying everything. Because even a day to your miracle, Satan will still put up a negotiation. You have to be vigilantly watchful. And so the man of God said, no, I'm going to Jericho. And the Bible, give me verse 5. Give me verse 5. And now, give me verse 6. Then Elijah said to him, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. That's the destination, the other side. They're about to cross the other side. But he said to him, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So the two of them went. The next verse. Go to verse 8. Go to verse 8. Now Elijah took his mantle and rolled it and struck the waters, and it was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. Verse 9. And so it was when they crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you? And Elijah said, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. I thought that after all this waka waka, that everything would have just, okay, take. He now say, if you have to be watching until you see me. I thought after we've journeyed this far, I thought after 7 years, after 8 years, I'm going to finally have this miracle. Why are you telling me to watch again? Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. And it happened as they continued, suddenly chariots of fire appeared with the horses of fire and separated the two men. And Elijah went up by a wide wind into the heaven. Verse 12. That's where I want to see. And Elisha saw it. I cried out, my father, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And so he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into pieces. Look at all. Do you know that after all they journeyed, somebody might say, after all these years, I've heard this message. After all these years, I thought it would just be easy. I mean, that you spend time doesn't mean that you've gotten the lesson. That you spend time doesn't mean that you've gotten it. The Bible say, as far as a child is still, as far as a son is still a child, he is not different from a slave. That means he will be subjected to training until he gets it. When he gets it, the season comes. So the Bible said, immediately he rested on him the mantle of Elijah. But do you know, he has to be vigilantly watchful. Imagine if he wakad all this long and he couldn't see when the chariots of fire came. You have to. Ananga deke, pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, kala da kada. Eyesight are being corrected here. In seeing, you see. In hearing, you hear. Your heart gains understanding. In the name of Jesus. You must kill procrastination, Pastor told us. You must kill laziness. Because these are the things that keep you from being watchful. Let's go to the number 3. Be spiritually descending. Say with me, want to go? Be spiritually descending. No one knows the heart of a man except the spirit of a man. The same thing, no one knows that which is in the heart of God except the spirit of the Lord. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10. You have to be spiritually descending. These are the days to be spiritually alert. These are not the days to trade your spirituality for nonsense. These are days to remain in the spirit. What you are looking for is found in the zone of the spirit. It cannot be found in the zone of carnality. Many years ago, Pastor Joan said to us, you cannot proceed from carnality and end up with spiritual result. It is not possible. I don't want to look like that we are godly, you know. Pastor, I want to reach them. You know, let me just pretend. That pretend will soon pretend you. I don't want it to feel like God. You know when they are telling you to do music and say, don't put God, just put G-O-D. No, you can't come up with carnal strategies and say you want to end up with spiritual result. It's not possible. You have to be spiritually discerning. Only a spiritual minded man can discern the things of the spirit. Because sometimes what God is saying might not make sense to the realm of the senses. So the Bible says that he that prays in an unknown tongue does not do what? Speak to man. For no man understands him. But how be it in the spirit, he speak mystery. So on the realm of the senses, the human mind does not sustain what it takes to understand that spiritual person. So the person might be doing something, but the mind cannot understand. Have you been praying in your lodge before they came to your lodge group and say, these people praying, they should know now, you know? It's not that they should not pray, but they should reduce their voice. You now stand to preach in the class. And you are preaching, you'll be like, Abba. They don't understand. They don't understand the dealings of Jehovah. They don't understand what is happening in your spirit. Only your spirit can tell. So look at it. Hold the hands of thy neighbor. Let's read. Oh, my time. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. You see, the physical eyes can't see it. Because sometimes what God is saying does not make sense to the senses. That's why when you want to make it this far, it doesn't have to make sense. All it has to do is it has to make faith. It doesn't have to make sense, but it has to make faith for it to be godly. You want godly result, it has to make faith. Bible said the just shall live by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. That means with faith, it is impossible not to please God. But look at verse 10. That's where we belong. No, we are not those of them that doesn't understand time and season. We are not those of them who are alien to spiritual realities. We have walked these things. Our hands have handled it. We have tasted of the power of the age to come. We can't be limited by the power of the present age. These things are not shadow to us. We have seen it. So look at what he says. But God has revealed them to us through his spirit. For the spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. I told you what you are looking for cannot be found in the zone of carnality. If it can be picked up on the street, everybody will have it. Everybody will operate there. But it can't be. You can't hear the voice of a king in the street corners. It has to be in the palace where deep secrets are discussed. And for you to get there, it has to be by the ways of the Spirit, by the wings of the Spirit, by the understanding of the Spirit. The Bible says, by faith, we understand. So there are understanding that can only happen by faith. It has to be by the Spirit. You have to be spiritually discerning. Because sometimes God releases a word. Pastor said that Kairos is predicated on God's mercy and the prophetic word of God. Sometimes God is saying it is not making sense. But remember, it does not have to make sense. It has to make faith. I mean, how do you explain it? How do you explain it that he say, go and fill the water pots. And after they finish filling the water pot, he now say, carry it to the master of ceremony. How do you explain it? If I was there, I would not believe. Me? You know, it took faith for the disciples to even have the courage to carry the water and be going. Do you know what it means? Do you know the funny thing when I was reading that place? Do you know the funny thing? That is not even a clean water. That water is, if you come, you carry water, wash your leg. So, you know the things that will be going on through my mind. And you know, there are some people that cannot have sense to use buckets and bring out the water and now wash. Some people can even come, carry out their two hands, put there, and even bath. It's possible. You must understand human beings. You cannot say everybody should do this. It's not possible. Everybody stand in line. No, you see one person that will go like this. It's as simple as that. It's just like some of you that do Sporty Bet and Niger Bet. It's simple. That thing was not meant to make you rich. It was sent from your father's house to destroy your finances. Are you getting me? Somebody can bet that the 11 players will wear boots and come to the field. That day you bet that one of the players will have problem with their boots and they will not come. I don't bet you. I don't. It's part of my consecration. I don't. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, but God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. Isaiah 53. Oh, give me Isaiah 53 verse 1 and 2. There's something. Until it is revealed, until it is revealed, it may not make meaning. You see, revelation is personal. It has to be personal for it to give you a result. Look at what the Bible says. Who has believed our reports? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Remember, this deep secret are revealed. They are accessible by the Spirit. The blessing is a spiritual heritage. It's something that you access in the realm of the Spirit. But look at it. Only the spiritual, only those who are spiritually minded can discern the things of the Spirit. So John chapter 6 verse 63 says, the flesh profits nothing, but the Spirit gives life. The flesh profits nothing. What you are looking for, if it's something we can pick on the street, then we don't have problem. We can just praise. But right there, while you are standing, the Lord will say, make this call. Go here. So, will God answer? Yes. Will God deliver? Yes. The question is, are you going to discern it? Are you going to see it? Are you going to see it? I've made up my mind. I'm going to stand. Whether it's convenient or not. Because there are things that's supposed to have happened many years ago. But because you are not spiritually minded, you are still dragging them. One of the days, the Lord asked me, say, just, I was not supposed to come back. He said, go home. And I went home. In fact, it even happened recently. But the first one that happened, I went home. I was not supposed to be home. And I went to my office. I was not supposed to be in the office by that time. And I went. But I just went. I was just led. And getting there, a guy, I don't want to call his name, but people that live in that street will know the person. He took a bottle of drink and he started shouting, my tummy, my head. And the boy fell down and stopped breathing. And everybody crowded. Immediately I just stepped in. I said, what is it? They said they don't understand this guy. Yo, that this guy is just lying here. He's not. I said, don't worry. Everybody shift. I said, oh, is that why I came home? I said, okay. I said, come. And I went. I say, in the name of Jesus, life be. I said, leave him. In 60 seconds, that's when I learned 60 seconds, he will rise up. And it was not up to 60 seconds. And he jacked up. And he said, what am I doing here? Why am I on the floor? And they started laughing at him. I said, don't worry, go. God has saved you. The other day, do you know, I nearly burnt my house. Ah, that one is the one that is shocking me. I left my gas on. I was rushing out for morning prayer. You know, and all those things. From before 7 o'clock. Normally, when I finish from church, I will now see all the sons of 12 tribe of Jacob. You know, you start canceling from one, canceling to another. By the time you are finished, that's in 10, 11. But you now go to office and go and attend to those ones. So on a normal, before I get home, it's always in the midnight. It's always night. Because once I leave my house, I don't like it. But there, right there in church, the Spirit of the Lord said, go home. I said, ah, why am I going home by this time? He said, don't worry, just go home. I went home. I was getting home by 2:12. And I saw the whole house smoke everywhere. I said, Jesus. But nothing was missing. It's just the smoke. I first of all thank the Lord for preserving me. I don't know how I left this thing. But imagine if I didn't listen. And I stayed till the next day. Only God knows what will happen. Stand up on your feet. We're going to pray in the Holy Ghost in the next 2 minutes. Ebranaka sombra kadekedekede. Malana kadakada. You see, you are asking yourself, but I feel dry. Dryness is not accompanied with the new creation. No, it's a feeling you learned from the old man. The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow the rivers of living water. Somebody say, Pastor, I cannot pray. No, you can pray. Who told you cannot pray? But you can complain. You can gist. You can argue, see Ronaldo and Messi for 1 hour. That means you can pray. You can. Do you know what you do? You come inside and you say, Lord, no, I will not end like this. There has to be more. Oh, the Bible says, quicken us and we will call upon your name. You stay in your room and you begin to pray in tongues. You pray out loud because when you pray beneath your voice, you understand that you still be remembering that you need to pay this person. This person is owing you. But you start praying out loud. You start praying out loud. You start praying out loud. If you are not finding it, you find another person and say, can we pray together? Because the Bible says, out of my belly shall flow the rivers of living water. And you begin to reach within, from within. What you are looking for cannot be found in the zone of the flesh. It has to be accessed by the Spirit. And you begin to pray. You begin to pray. It's not flowing, but stay there. It's not flowing. For the next 10-15 minutes, your mind will still be going from here to here. But don't worry. Don't worry. The Bible says, for the flesh profits nothing, but the Spirit gives life. And if the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in your mortal body, the Bible says that same Spirit will quicken your mortal body. And you begin to pray. You begin to pray. All you need is to scent water. The Bible says in book of Job chapter 14, if a tree, the Bible says there is a hope for a tree when it's been cut down. Oh, it's say at the scent of water. So what I do, I stay there. My mind is going here and there, but I don't send, because I got to reach out within my spirit. I got to reach out within. I've learned to place my love where my strength is, and so I stay there and I begin to pray. As I'm praying, I'll begin to sense power. As I'm praying, I'll begin to sense strength. Because in the realm of the spirit, there are no weaknesses. Weaknesses are found in the flesh. They are found in the environment. But that place is a place of all possibilities. And I begin to pray. Oh, pray in the Holy Ghost for just 1 minute. Channels of my spirit open up. Channels of my spirit open up. In seeing, I see. In hearing, I hear. My heart gains understanding. Oh, this is my Kairos. This is my Kairos. You have waited so long for this moment. We can't trade this moment. This is your season. This is your season. For I will arise and have mercy on Zion. For the time to favor her is now. Yes, the set time. Kamandekede, Ebranaka dekede, Roboko Shanakaya, Manekede gedede, Lebronoko Sombra kadegede, Emanaka dekede, Lebranaka doze nakadea. Thank you. Lift your hands. Lift your hands everywhere. Hear the word of the Lord. The struggles are over. The battle is of the Lord. The battle is of the Lord. I hear in my spirit, the battle is of the Lord. The battle is of the Lord. The battle is of the Lord. The struggles are over in the name of Jesus. Oh, can I hear a louder amen? Lift your hands everywhere. Oh, Kaladakaya Baba. Grace to tarry. Grace to stay. Oh, Kaneko Shakada, we'll bind every spirit of distraction. We'll bind every spirit of procrastination. Oh, Kaneke de Gedede, Emanako Shande Legede, Emanoko Sobra Kada. We are watchful and we are spiritually discerning. This is our season. This is our time. And we lay hold of it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you the praise. Everywhere you are, put a praise on it. Put a praise on it.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle at mylamworld or contact us at 006-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.